Sunday's killings of police officers in Baton Rouge have contributed to an already complicated national discussion around race and policing. Here in New Hampshire, at the state's largest city police department, Manchester Chief Nick Willard has weighed in with controversial statements about police safety amid racial tensions. But as NHPR's Emily Corwin reports, over the last year, the chief has spoken out on subjects from opioids to political campaign disputes.
Nick Willard was never going to be your average police chief.
I grew up not necessarily caring for cops. I thought they, if anything, made things worse.
Willard grew up in Portland, Maine, in a family of eight. He says his family life was fractured, a place of alcoholism and violent abuse, with frequent visits from cops.
They would tell your father to take a walk. They would tell your mother to stop making him angry. And then they'd line you up on the couch and an officer would look at you with such contempt.
Last year, Willard became chief of police in New Hampshire's biggest city. That's made him the state's most prominent law enforcement official. The thing about that soapbox is, Willard also says pretty much whatever he thinks. His good friend Andrew Lavoie is chief of police down in Nashua.
He's very vocal, very much out there, and my approach is a little more subtle, I guess, for lack of a better word.
Willard was not so subtle on Twitter that time Chris Sununu filed to run for governor. Sununu told reporters when it comes to the heroin crisis, quote, no one else has led at the state or local level. Immediately, Willard tweeted that Sununu's statement was idiotic. And last week, Willard published an open letter to his department that said protests against police brutality put officers' lives at risk. Willard told me he regrets sending that letter, but in general, he says, he's always going to say what he thinks.
This is who I am. I've always been this way. I really don't know any other way.
And do you think that that's working as police chief? Do you think that is good for the city?
I guess you'd have to ask the city.
I don't like it.
That's Pat Long. He's chair of the city's board of aldermen. Like many in Manchester, Long likes a lot of the things the chief does. His leadership on immigration, addiction, demographic diversity. But when it comes to Willard's more controversial statements...
I don't appreciate opinions being thrown out there. It's a matter of credibility. It's a matter of we need everybody in Manchester to be secure with the duties of the chief.
Last week, Willard wrote an open letter to his police department, then shared it with the blog Manchester Inklink. It was in the wake of the Dallas shooting in which a man killed five police officers, and it raised a lot of eyebrows. In the letter, Willard addressed the notion that law enforcement are systematic killers of young black men. He wrote, quote, even the administration in the White House seems to feed that narrative. He continues, I've said such vitriol toward law enforcement is going to bring the crazy out of people and place police officers' lives in jeopardy. Well, here we are. Critics around the state say this open letter seemed to blame Obama and the Black Lives Matter movement for the Dallas shootings. At a recent Black Lives Matter event in Manchester, one person held up a sign reading, Chief Willard, you got it wrong. Willard Lett is a former police commissioner in Manchester who heads up the local NAACP.
I think that his comments were, misguided and or misinformed, at least.
Lett knows Willard and says his intentions were probably good, but...
I think he's really, he missed the point in that by not objecting to police misconduct, then he is viewed as supporting it and actually feeding the narrative that the police are like a big gang who are consider themselves above the law.
Now, Willard tells me he regrets sending that letter.
Perhaps the word vitriol is a bit strong. My vocabulary is a little off, I think, at times.
He says he just wanted to let his cops know that he knows that they feel under constant attack. He tells me this story.
When I saw a YouTube video of San Francisco police officers chasing a young black man, and the young black man turns and puts his hands up. The police officer tackles him to the ground violently. And then they pull out their nightsticks and they beat this man. So I went to some roll calls and I played the video. And I said, if you do this, officers, you will go to prison.
Willard says he gets it now, that his letter sent a message at odds with how he actually runs his department. But some who rely on Willard's department every day say his words mean little next to his actions. Diane Fitzpatrick is at the helm of Manchester's Boys and Girls Club.
If we have a child in crisis, if we have questions, if we were talking about security for our building, I have a go-to person, thanks to the chief.
I ask, do his comments give her pause?
No, absolutely not. Chief Bully can have his opinions because he's seeing a lot more than I'm seeing.
What he's saying, that's another story. For NHPR News, I'm Emily Corwin.